Radio. Tonight is Wednesday, December the 5th, 2018. The time is 9:33 p.m. We are in the Apple Valley studio tonight for the weekly Food for the Soul prayer session. Tonight we're in the Apple Valley studio with the critically acclaimed bishop, founder, and overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ Incorporated, the Honorable Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. Tonight, we will be doing our weekly Food for the Soul prayer session. So please call in to area code 818-668-5428 if you are in radio land listening via the internet, and you can call in. Our call-in number is area code 818-668-5428. Give us a call. We'll take your petition and prayers with you to the throne of grace. That way, God will hear them, and he will answer them in a speedily and a mighty way. Remember, God is never late. He's always on time. He's not microwavable. You can't just push a button and then set it, and then once it stops, the prayers are answered. It does not work that way, but what God does and how he does what and what he does do is when you have faith that grain of a mustard seed, God will honor that. He listens to the prayers. He checks the sincerity of the heart, and God will answer all prayers in his timing, which means that's when you were ready for what the prayer was to be answered. He's not going to bless it or or make it whatever it needs to be until God knows that you are ready to handle the outcome and the consequence of the prayer. Whatever it may be, God will do it when he is ready. He's never late. He is always on time. So call in tonight, 818-668-5428. That is the call-in number. If you guys ever feel the need to want to write us a comment or a concern, you can send all letters. If you want to make a donation monetarily of any sorts and kind, we do have a P.O. Box set up for all of your questions, comments, concerns, and your donations to P.O. Box 671. That's P.O. Box 671. Apple Valley, California, 92307. You can donate anything monetarily there. You can also donate your advice, your comments. We accept it all. We appreciate it all. Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, Dr. Bishop Alfred Morgan.
Good Thank you again tonight, amen, my granddaughter, for bringing us on tonight. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and let us rejoice therein. As a man, my granddaughter stated, tonight is prayer time. It's time, amen, for us to seek the throne of grace tonight. The Lord wants to honor your prayers tonight, amen, no matter what your prayer is. If you're sincere in your heart, amen, God will answer your prayers. It is so good to be back in Radio Land tonight, amen, and I do want to thank God for all that has prayed for me, amen. The Lord is bringing my strength back, and I'm just rejoicing. And I thank God, amen, for the lines being open, amen, each Wednesday night, that you can take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. Thank God, amen, for Blog Talk Radio and all the, amen, the tripods, amen, that has opened the doors for us, amen. We are giving praise to Jesus right now. Tonight is prayer night, amen. Ever what you want from the Lord, if you believe, you must have faith. It is impossible to please God without having faith. If you have faith in the Lord, amen, God will answer your prayers. So tonight, praise the Lord, I was looking at a little scripture tonight in 1 Corinthians 3:9. It says, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husband. You are God's building. Beloved, tonight we are here because we are laborers together with God. Not only are we laborers together with God, but we are a team labor together right here on earth. This is why I'm thanking the Lord for each one of you, amen, that is supporting this broadcast, amen. We are laborers together with God, but we are team workers right here on earth. Is to get this gospel out. It means something to have a team. It means something to have some support. It means something to have unity. And thank God, amen, for the unity, amen, that I can see the support, amen, that the Lord has shared this way. This is Dr. Moore tonight, amen, saying we are here is to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. God has done some amazing things, amen, through this week. Amen. I pray, amen, you would come on and share your testimony, amen, and let people know what a blessing the Lord has done for you. Because, amen, the Lord has moved by his power and showing us, amen, that he is Almighty God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I ministered a sermon on Sunday, man, as Peter and John said from the third chapter of Acts, 7 gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee through the power of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, the Lord let his anointing rain down in that building. Hallelujah. We're so grateful tonight, amen. We're getting ready to open up these lines, amen. And if you have, amen, a prayer request or know somebody that is in need of prayer, praise the Lord, we want you to get ready to call these numbers, praise the Lord. We know, amen, we live in a time now that the weather has changed and many people are sick with flu. Amen. But we're going to pray for all tonight that, amen, the Lord want to see us prosper and be of good health. God bless you. The line is open. I believe there's somebody on the line tonight.
Caller from 310-508. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Caller.
Hello. God bless, Bishop.
Well, praise the Lord, my deacon. God bless you tonight, Deacon. God bless you. It is certainly an honor to hear your voice here tonight.
Amen. I thank God for how he had blessed me to come out of my heart attack, and he's blessed me to blessing me day by day with strength, a little sore in the body, but God is able.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The fervent prayers of the righteous prevail as much. Amen. This is, praise the Lord, Deacon Dennis tonight. And in radio land, I thank God for your prayers. Amen. He had a heart attack, and the doctor said, amen, if he hadn't made it to them in the next 30 minutes, he would have been gone. But I hear his voice tonight, amen, and the Lord is strengthening his voice right now and strengthening him right now. But he needs more strength. So we're going to take his request unto the Lord right now. Look what the Lord done brought him from. Look how the Lord done brought him, amen. Oh, death desired him, amen, but Jesus made death behave. Lord, in the name of Jesus, ever hoshiti kinemahasada. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My God, I thank you for Deacon Jennings right now, Lord. I know Satan desired to sit to him as grains of sand, but you rebuke that condition and you bound that condition. Lord God, we thank you for it right now. You have him breathing on this side. My God, and we thank you, Lord.
You
brought
thank
him back
you.
To his family, Lord. You brought him back to his church. You brought him back to his work. My God, and we thank you right now. Continue to lay hands upon him right now in the name of Jesus. My God, he said he's sore in his body. Oh, Jesus, lay your hands upon him. Hey, lay your hands upon
Jesus'
him. Brother Hoshin now. Go through that body, Lord, and touch that old soreness in the body right now. Touch it in the name of Jesus. Lord, all power in heaven and earth is in thy hand. There is nothing too hard that you can't do, and there is nothing that you won't do. My God, if it's in your will for it to be done, and Lord, I believe it's in your will that we be healed. I believe it's in your will that we walk in health and in strength. In the whole
Jesus
now, in the name of Jesus, strengthen my beloved deacon right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. By faith, by God, by faith, we release our faith with him. We release our faith upon him right now. Everyone that is praying for him right now, we thank and we claim it. Deliver him in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you, deacon. It's so good to hear your voice tonight.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caller from 818-641. You're live
in here with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Tasha.
Well, praise the Lord, my daughter, tonight. God bless you, Sister Cynthia.
I'm soliciting the prayer that's going out tonight, Bishop. And I was just listening to you, how you was reading about real labor than God. And I was just in Ecclesiastes 4, how God will send somebody when we're going through some storms and the coldness of that thing, coldness of our life. And it was saying that Ecclesiastes is the same thing. It said if either of them falls down, one can help the other up. So we need one another to be encouraging one another, to help one another when we're down. And out.
Oh,
and I was just, but God's word is just not without a confirmation. So I just want you to keep my husband in prayer, Bishop. God is good, and I just can't complain because he's good. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. I don't care what we want to do, we can count on him, and he'll send someone to comfort us. But he's the best comfort because he's never sleep. And I just want to pray for all the saints of greater our nation. And I'm really putting a special prayer request up on that you're going to work with us and do those classes, because I'm really ready to get into that. That's been on my heart ever since you said it. And I just want you to pray for those behind the prison wall and my family as a whole and my husband as a family as a whole. So that's my prayer request for tonight in your radio station. And you,
God bless your heart tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's very encouraging tonight. That's very encouraging tonight. Praise the Lord. We are laborers together in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
My God, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, I thank you for giving my sister a revelation and a confirmation of the word that I just spoke tonight. My God, that together we stand, In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, continue to take a higher. Continue to deliver, Lord. Continue to strengthen her body and mind and spirit.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. My God, you know how to encourage her mind. You know how to encourage her. But oh, Jesus, when she falls in the dive of temptation, you give her joy. You give her joy.
Yes.
You take her through, Lord. You take her through, Lord. She don't be complaining, Lord, but she's giving you praise and she's giving you glory, even in her suffering and her affliction out here on earth. She give you praise, Lord, and we thank you for it.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for it right now. Continue to bless the Lord. Continue to bless the household. My God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus right now. My
Jesus.
God, continue to help her to lift you up, Lord. My God.
Yes,
Lord, and as she ministers to those behind prison wall, let her words be encouraging. My God, let her words, my God, be able is to call somebody is to repent of their sins even behind the prison wall. In the name of Jesus right now. Work it out, Lord, and we're going to give you the praise. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out,
Lord. In the name
of Jesus. Sanctify that home tonight. Sanctify that home tonight in Jesus' name. My God, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, my sister. Thank you tonight for calling. Amen. And keep studying the word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you.
Caller from 310-637. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. No caller.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Sister Janice calling. And I'm just calling in for prayer in my home that God may save my children before it's too late.
God bless you. God bless you. Mother Janice, I believe we're going to believe that tonight. We're going to believe that. We are not going to let Satan put any blockages in our mind that God will save every one of your children before it's too late. My God, in the name of Jesus right now. My beloved Mother Jenner tonight, Lord, realize that there is a soul is at stake tonight. My God, you allowing us to walk on earth in our earthly body, but she realized that, Lord, that's not all of it. It's a soul in that earthly body. And, oh, Jesus, she's asking you, Lord, just save her children. My God, every desire of a real mother, save her children, Lord. We know the body is going back to dust, but, oh, Lord God, save that soul, if you'll shut up. Say that so, Lord. Say that so. Those that don't even have a mind, Lord, to want to turn to you right now, preserve them and call them is a turn, Lord. You know how
Talk
to work
out.
It out. You know how to fix it, Lord. God, we give you the praise right now. You are not willing that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. Save them tonight, Lord. Save them tonight, Lord. Save that household. Save that household, Lord. My God, as time is drawing nigh, let them draw nigh unto thee, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus right now. Strengthen Mother Jennings right now, Lord. Strengthen her right now, Lord. Oh, Jesus, touch that old body of her. I'm set in, but bind that through right now. We are overcomers tonight. Satan, I command you to move your hand off of God's property. That property don't belong to you, Satan. It belongs to Jesus tonight. Oh, give us strength in that body. Give us strength in that body right now. In the name of Jesus. My God, let deliverance come. Let deliverance come. We're going to continue to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord tonight, my Lord, and let her rest tonight. Let her rest tonight, Lord. Let her rest tonight. Let her rest, Lord. My God, let her rest, Lord. Let her rest tonight. Let her rest, Lord. My Hoshana, let her rest tonight, Lord. Let her breathing, Lord, be normal tonight in the name of Jesus. My God, Sister Jen, I know the Lord is going to do something for you tonight. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
Caller from 818-358.
You're
live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good evening,
Katasha,
Bishop.
God bless you, Mother
Ryan. God bless you, my son. God bless you.
I'm calling in for prayer for myself, my church, and my family.
All right. Praise the Lord, my God, my God. Brother Vernon, God bless you. It's such a blessing to hear your voice. Praise the Lord tonight. God, still you have you in the land of the living. And we are praying God's strength, amen, be ministered to you day by day. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, even my brother don't feel well in his body, he lifting up your holy name right now. He praying for the body of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, strengthen the body of Jesus right now. And in return, Lord, do a miracle on that body of his. There is nothing too hard you cannot do. There is no disease that you cannot heal. And you have no respect of a person. Look down on Brother Vernon again tonight, Lord, and let your mercy be upon him right now. You said in your word you would have your mercy will be upon whom you will allow it to be upon. Let mercy come right there, and let healing come and deliver him, Lord. Give him strength in his body right now. Give strength in the body right now. Now, Lord, you know all things. You know why you allow us to go through a period of weakness. You know, Lord. But, oh, Jesus, do it, that your name may be glorified. And we're going to give you the praise for it right now in the name of Jesus. My God, in Jesus' name, raise him up. Let it be a testimony for you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for calling tonight. My God, in Jesus' name, hold the faith in Jesus, Brother Virgil. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Tasha. Amen.
Yes, sir. The Lord is good tonight. God bless you. In radio land tonight, let us keep on, amen, fighting the fight of faith tonight. Faith is the substance of things that it's hoped for. And evidence of things that's not seen. We must stay faithful to the Lord tonight. Likewise, grant the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruit of Acha in Christ Jesus. Be faithful. The Lord is saying be faithful. No matter what you are going through with tonight, telling the church at Rome to salute Epaphras, indicating he was still serving the Lord at the time of the writing of the epistles when people was really going through it. No matter what you're going through with tonight, no matter how difficult it is tonight, continue in the service of the Lord. Hold on to the Lord like never before, children. Time is not as long as it has been, especially for many of us. And your suffering is not in vain. Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. This is Dr. Moore, amen, and his staff here in Apple Valley. Praise the Lord. We're waiting on your call tonight. Amen is to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. The Lord is on the main line. Call Jesus up and tell him what you want. We're looking out on the horizon of the body of Jesus Christ all over the world right now. We're asking God to disperse his grace all over the world and touch his peoples everywhere. You are God, people, tonight. Amen. And the Lord, amen, is everywhere in all time. That's how great a God that we have tonight. The Lord cares about you out there, amen, that is going through tonight. We're praying for the body of Jesus that the Lord will raise you up to continue to do his will. Not raise you up, amen, that you go contrary to his will, but raise you up that his will can be done in your life. Call us tonight. Praise the Lord. We want to hear from you. Don't let that little sickness, amen, that has come upon us, amen, stop us giving the Lord to praise tonight. Jesus said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it was not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of a man. Philippians 2, 5 through 7, we are your servant tonight. That's why, amen, we are on the radio, amen, tonight. We are your servant. We come to serve you all over the world tonight. We are your servant tonight. We come to pray for you. And in return, amen, Dr. Moore is certain asking you for your prayers. Because Matthew 20 and 28 recorded, Jesus is saying, the Son of Man come not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He added in Matthew 23:11, he that is great among you shall be your servant. Ever who is ahead tonight, and you think, amen, that you are somebody, amen, be God, people's servant tonight. Let that telephone ring tonight. Amen. It's not a waste of a time, amen, because many people are being blessed as I'm talking right now. And many people will download this message, amen, and let people of the world know, amen, that the Lord is still hearing our prayers. But we want to hear from you. Those of you can get a call through. We just want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. If you are sick tonight and you are afflicted in your body, be faithful unto the word of God. The Lord is still healing. The Lord is still working miracles. The Lord have not stopped working miracles. Many people, amen, say that God is not working miracles. Maybe not as often as he did, amen, with the apostles, but he's still working miracles because he said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I'm God, not changed, not. You can still look to Jesus for your ultimate healing. There is sickness in it everywhere. But we are praying for the sick tonight. We are praying for the sick tonight. That Jesus might strengthen you. In your hour of going through, amen. In your hour of despair tonight. We are praying, amen, that the Lord may meet your condition.
Caller from Black Numbers. You live on the air, Dr. Moore. No caller. No caller. If you have a blocked number, it's your turn, caller, to get your prayer request in.
God bless you tonight. Praise the Lord. We seem to have lost seven right at that time. But I'm encouraging you, the lines is open. Don't let Satan defeat you. Redial that number, praise the Lord. And we can, amen, take your request along with you to the throne of grace. Jesus is here tonight, and Jesus is waiting. Jesus wants to bless you tonight.
Callers, you're calling back in from the black number. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop. I just want a special prayer for myself and all my loved ones, and a special prayer for you, Bishop, and your radio ministry. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, my daughter. We love you. Praise the Lord. And amen. We will take your request to the throne of grace right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right
thank
now.
You, Jesus.
Thank you for my sister calling in right now. Calling in for a special need, Lord. A special need in her life. And Lord, only you know that need. And you know how to work that need out in the name of Jesus. My
yes,
God,
Lord.
You know her address. My God, you know what she's going through with it. And you know how to fix
yes,
it for
Jesus.
Her right now. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and touch my sister tonight. Touch tonight in the name of Jesus. Working out for her right now, Lord. And
yes,
all
Jesus.
Her loved
thank
ones
you, Jesus.
Tonight in the name of Jesus.
Thank
my
you, Jesus.
God, near and far
yes,
tonight.
Jesus.
My bring on with the Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of
yes,
Jesus right
now. Thank you, Jesus.
Step in a household. Step in a household.
Yes, Lord.
God. Strengthen the household tonight, Lord.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for hearing our prayer. I thank you for lifting her up
thank
right
you,
now. In Jesus' name. Continue to work it out, Lord. And she continue to give you the
yes,
praise
Jesus.
And all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord. God bless you, daughter. We love you. And
thank
you,
Jesus.
For God.
Love you, too.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes,
Natasha.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, the Lord is good tonight. I don't care what your need is. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. You remember, amen, Dr. Moore says, amen, there coming a time, amen, you won't have this opportunity. Take this opportunity while you can, praise the Lord. Satan is loose in the land. And Satan don't like for any of us to lift up the name of Jesus. And he's trying to his best to overthrow the kingdom of heaven. He will not do it, but amen. He will put a dent in it, praise the Lord, and cause so much misery in the land. But amen, where you got liberty, where you got liberty, take the advantage of it. There are so many would wish they had an opportunity to call into somebody radio and tell them how grateful the Lord is to them. But it's not possible. So again, my brothers and sisters, while you have the opportunity, we are laborers together in Christ Jesus. Let's work this thing out together. David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. No matter, amen, what happened, I'm going to stick with Jesus. Jesus is our helper. Jesus is our deliverer. And Jesus is real tonight. Call that number tonight. Praise the Lord. Dr. Moore is here along with the staff. Amen. Here, amen, in Apple Valley. And we want to take your request to the Lord. Amen. Have faith in the Lord tonight. Try Jesus. How do you know Jesus will not do something for him if you don't try? Try him tonight. Try him tonight. See when he answers your prayer. I know he's a prayer answer savior. Oh, I had a fought a minute battle, and I tell you, amen, the Lord continue to bless me. He keep on healing me. He keep on delivering me. And I know, amen, he not only done that for me, but he's done it for you. Give the Lord some testimony tonight. That phone ought to be ringing off her tonight. Praise the Lord. God has been so good to us. That has been. The Lord is so good to us. Just think of the tragedy of the fires, amen. How many men just lost their home? They still don't have a home. You ought to praise the Lord for just allowing you to live. He's good to us. And he's working it out right now. He's working it out right now. Call us tonight. Amen. And we want to take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight, because prayer do change things. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Amen. Try Jesus tonight. Just have some faith in the Lord tonight. Give the Lord a chance, amen. Give the Lord a chance to intervene in your life. Give the Lord a chance, amen, to change your life tonight. Just give him a chance tonight. Please, amen, on Wednesday night, tell somebody, if you are enjoying this program, praise the Lord, Dr. Moore and his staff, amen, is here every Wednesday night, amen, is to take your prayer requests along with you to the throne of grace. Tell somebody, amen, that we are on air. And amen, we don't mind praying, because we are your servants. This is what the Lord has given us to do at this time. So, amen, we want you to take the advantage of it. The little woman, amen, had to release her faith, and Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou this. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. Tonight, amen, do your faith tell you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? As many as were astonished to eternal life, they believed according to Acts 13, amen, and 48. Do, amen. Loose your faith tonight in Jesus. Believe his word tonight. If you don't believe Dr. Moore, believe the word of God. I'm standing on the word of the Lord tonight. We are going to continue to pray for you, praise the Lord. Every week, praise the Lord. You still, amen, I hear this little voice of mine coming across the radio, amen, praying for you and your condition. Because Jesus, amen, he wants to seek and to save that which is lost. And we all once was lost. But a light shines in some of our lives, and one day we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our life. Psalm 119:76 says, I have gone astray like a sheep. Seek thou a servant, for I do not forget thy commandment. Some of you that went away like a sheep. He said, but I do not forget thy commandments. Some of you have not forgotten the commandments of the Lord. Some of you have not forgotten how good the Lord is to you. But you're letting the devil cheat you. Isaiah 6 and 5 says, then says I, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah, other I had to die before Isaiah could see the Lord. What is it going to take you? Who is going to have to move out of your life before you can call on Jesus? Don't be like Isaiah. Isaiah thought he was all right going to the temple, but he found out he was wrong and the people that he was with was wrong. Call us tonight. We still have about 20 minutes, I believe. Amen. And you got time, amen, for us to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. The Lord is just good to us. And he's worthy to be praised tonight. David says in Psalm 31 and 3, thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for my name's sake, lead me and guide me. If the Lord is somebody to you, something to you, ask him tonight to lead you and guide you. Strengthen you in the hour and time that we're living in right now. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we encourage tonight, praise the Lord, to go on, run on and see what the end's going to be. The race is not given to the strong, another battle to the swift. But he that endures unto the end, the same shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to keep on, amen. We got to keep on lifting him up. Amen. If nobody don't lift him up, we got to keep on lifting him up. I'm talking about the people of God. God bless you in radio land tonight. We are so thankful that the Lord, amen, is on our side. He just give me pleasure, amen, to call the name of Jesus. He give me strength to call the name of Jesus because, amen, he's so powerful. And he's a deliverer. And he's a healer. And he cares about you as humanity. Jesus cares about you deeply. Nobody cares about you like Jesus cares. And sometimes we turn our back on him, and he still loves us. We're dragging through the mud, but he still loves us. Come tonight, children. Whatsoever we ask, we shall receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. If you do the thing, amen, that is pleasing in his sight, the Lord is going to answer your prayers. He may not answer right at this moment, but let me tell you, amen, God don't forget nothing. In Job 34 and 28, it says, so they will cease the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heard the cry of their affliction. Amen. The Lord will hear your cry of your affliction tonight. If you are afflicted tonight, the Lord will hear your cry. Just keep on crying out to him. Not only will he hear your cry, he'll do something about it. Thou hast enlarged me
when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me. And he heard my prayer, Psalm 4:1. Amen. God will hear your prayers tonight. He will hear your prayers. Call us tonight, amen, in radio land tonight. God bless each of you. I love you. I wish I could just, amen, hear from each one of you personally tonight. Because, amen, you mean so much to Dr. Moore and his staff. Amen. But you mean that much more to Jesus. And we're going to continue to hold you up. Hallelujah. And I feel your prayers, amen, that you're praying for me and sending back this way. We feel your prayers. So we thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're living in perilous times. We're living in times, amen. The Bible says, amen, the time will come when men will not want to hear sound doctrine. Men don't want to hear truth, but we got to stand anyway. We got to stand in faith. We got to stand in prayer. And we got to stand in unity. Don't let the devil destroy the unity that the Lord has put between his people. Let us stand together. We might not agree on everything, but we got one thing in common. We know Jesus died. He died for all of our sins. And that we might have a right to the tree of life. I wait patient on the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalm 41, David said, I waited patiently upon him. Sometime, amen, you got to just be patient and just wait on the Lord. But it doesn't mean, amen, when you prayed, he didn't hear you, but it just was not time right then for him to answer you. Thou callest in trouble, and I'll deliver thee. I will answer thee in the secret place of the thunder. Psalms 81:7. You call on the Lord, and the Lord will answer. Call on him while he's nigh, amen, because there is coming a time trouble is going to be on the face of this earth, and God is not going to answer. Oh, yes, you would be glad to hear some old preacher somewhere, amen, saying amen, call the prayer line, amen, the Lord answer your prayer. God going to turn a deaf ear. And there's going to be a time that God is not going to answer your prayers. Today that you hear my voice, he say, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the acceptable time. Right now, while the blood is running warm in your veins, I believe according to the word of God, when you leave here, if you haven't got it right, you can't get it right. This is your dressing up room right here on earth. And it is appointed unto man to die, and after death comes judgment. We're all going to have to leave here, but you got to get it right while you're here. You know, God had to send, amen, Jonah through an experience. But the Bible tells me then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish belly, and said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell. And I and thou heard my voice when my soul fainteth within me. Remember the Lord, and my prayer come unto thee, unto thy holy temple. Amen. Jonah was in the belly of a whale. Amen. Because of disobedience, he was there. But Jonah said, down in the belly of hell, God heard me. Some of you are going through hell. Right here upon earth, but God will hear you. I don't care what kind of affliction you're going through, it, God will hear you. If God delivered Jonah out of the fish belly, God will deliver you out of your situation and what you are in now. There is nothing too hard that the Lord cannot do. God bless you tonight. Amen. In radio land, I can read scripture upon scripture, but I prefer to pray the prayer of faith for you. We're praying, amen, for our own Mother B and Pastor Brown, amen, in Phoenix, Arizona. We're praying, amen, that God continue to keep them in his center of his will, that they may continue to stand forth and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm praying for God, preachers everywhere, preachers that's under attack, preachers that's falling, preachers that's bringing the disgrace up on the body of Jesus Christ. We need prayer. It just hurts my heart to hear what I'm hearing, amen, about preachers is falling down, letting the lust of this flesh cause them to fall and crumble. That bothers my spirit. Let us pray one for another. Let's pray that God help the body of Jesus Christ. We need help. Spiritually help. We need to be truthful to ourselves and quit trying to fool ourselves. My announcer, praise the Lord, have given me that number tonight. We got a little bit more, but I'm going to let her give you that number one more time. Amen. And you still have time to call in.
The call-in number is area code 818-668-5428. That's 818-668-5428. Thank you.
God bless you, my announcer. Amen. Now you are without an excuse. I know you have that number, praise the Lord. And you still have a few more minutes, praise the Lord, is to call in for your prayer request. Not somebody else, but for your prayer request. Unless you just want to call in. Amen, and stand in pocket for somebody else. Call for yourself. Job 7:20 say, I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee? O thou preserve a man. Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee? So that I am a burden to myself. I done sinned against you. What shall I do? I have to repent. Many of you out there tonight done sinned against the Lord, amen. And you want to know what to do? You got to repent of your sin. Repent, every one of you, according to Peter. And be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We serve in a merciful God. But you know, people of God, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We have a high hope, amen, that we're going to see tomorrow, but we don't know. Are you ready to meet your God? I would ask you tonight, before you would lay down, that you would pray the prayer of faith and ask the Lord is to forgive you for all of your sin, because it's not promised that any of us is going to wake to see another day. I know we expect it and we are hopeful, amen, that, amen, that tomorrow be better than today, but we don't know. Only that power is stored unto the Lord himself. We're so grateful for those that called in tonight, amen, for prayer. And those that are listening tonight, amen, we're going to ask you, amen, let us keep fighting the fight of faith. It's not near about over with yet, amen. Jesus still have many out there that he's going to bring unto him. As time is closing out tonight, praise the Lord. Again, we are so grateful for those that had call in tonight. Amen. You that is in radio land, we're going to ask you, amen. Let us pray for one another like never before. Amen. Surely Jesus says that he's coming back again. He said, why stand ye gazing into heaven? The same Jesus that you see leaving is coming back in like manner. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back only after his church. He's not coming back at those, amen, that rebel against him or that rejected him or that won't hear the gospel. He's coming at his church, those that is obeying him, those that are keeping his commandment. Please, Sharon, listen. While the blood running warm in your veins, take the advantage of this. There was a cry in Sodom and Gomorrah. None of the people expected what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. But because of the wickedness in the land, God rained down fire on Sodom and Gomorrah and started the whole city. This is Dr. Moore saying we love you. We'll be back next week if the Lord will. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore signing off saying we love you. Continue. It's a pray one for another.
Thank you for all those who called in for prayer. Remember, Radio Land, you're able to call in for prayer too. Go call in every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. And we'll be back tomorrow. Good night and God bless.